In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, the reading of this Sunday, the second Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor, is about the parable of the sower. And as we mentioned last time, the first and the second Sundays of this month, usually it comes with the season of sowing in Egypt. That's why the church arranged that the readings will be about the parable of the sower two consecutive weeks. And last time we talked about ourselves being the ground and the soil where the Lord put the seeds, and how it is the responsibility of us to bring fruits out of these seeds, which are the Word of God. Today we will speak about ourselves being the sowers ourselves. We all know that in our life we sow and we seed and we reap as well. And in order that we bring of whoever we are serving good fruits, we have to remember two things: what we should be sowing and how we should be sowing. كل واحد فينا بيمثل الأرض وبيمثل الزارع برضه. احنا بنمثل الزارع لان كل واحد فينا كل يوم بيزرع، والمفروض ان هو نتاج عمله ده بيحصده سواء بعد شهور بعد سنين في اخر حياته، لكن كل واحد فينا بيحصد اللي بيزرعه. فالسؤالين اللي احنا النهاردة هنجاوب عليهم: المفروض ازرع ايه؟ والمفروض ازرع ازاي؟ What we should be sowing. In the book of Hosea, the Lord inspires this great prophet to say, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. من يزرع البر يحصد رحمة. Reap for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. I remember one time there was a man who had a problem in his work, and he kept on asking the fathers to pray for him, and he started to make some changes in his life because he was having a great tribulation. He started to come to the church more regularly and to change his attitude and his relationship with God, while asking every time to come to the church the fathers to pray on his behalf. And one time he came to the church very happy, saying that I had a miracle from God. Everything went fine, I had got the job, and I'm doing great with the prayers of the fathers. And I told him, actually, this is not the prayers of the father who worked with him, but because he changed it, he made some changes in his life, he started to sow righteousness, then he was able to reap mercy from God. Reap, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. The second thing that we should be sowing is that we should sow to the Spirit. St. Paul to the Galatians saying, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So this is what we should be sowing. We should sow righteousness, and we should be sowing to the Spirit. نزرع للروح. اللي يزرع للجسد يحصد من الجسد فساد، لكن اللي يزرع للروح يحصد منها حياة أبدية. Then we come to the second question: how we should be sowing. Of course, we can see many farmers or sowers, and they have different ways of sowing seeds. But the faithful and wise sower should be walking and doing some specific things. We learn this from the Bible. In the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord instructs the Israelites saying, do not sow, you shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seed, lest the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. The Lord instructing the people not to sow different kinds of seeds. And what is the importance of this? Of course, it is not the seeds or the fruits that the Lord cared about more, but actually, he was giving us this mindset: I should be only caring to sow one thing all of my life only sowing righteousness? If I am playing the game of trying to keep light and darkness at the same time, I will never be able to do it. If in my backyard I want to have it green and clean all the time, I should not be seeding weeds. It's still the same. If I want to reap mercy, I should only be sowing righteousness. Sometimes we assume that I can sow many different kinds of seeds at the same time, and I assume that the fruits will be plenty and will bring joy to my heart. No, this is not the case. The faithful and wise sower only sow one kind all over his days till the end of his life. Sow only one kind of seeds, which is righteousness. The second thing, how we should be sowing. In the book of Psalms, King David is saying to us, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. الذين يزرعون بالدموع يحصدون بالابتهاج. I might like go to my field and just throw the seeds, and that's it. And I wait that these seeds will bring fruits. It will never do. But in order for these seeds to bring fruits, I should be working day and night in the cold weather and in the hot weather. I work diligently, and I do not like make some negligence or being lazy in working. Otherwise, these seeds will not bring fruits. I should be working all through my days and sowing in tears with effort and struggle. Otherwise, my seeds will never bring fruits. In the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon is saying this, in the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand. يعني إيه الكلام ده؟ We should be sowing in every single day of our life. Sometimes we assume that I will be sowing while I am young, and then that's it. Or some people may assume that, okay, while I'm young, I live my life, I enjoy it, and then I will start to sow righteousness whenever I am old and I am satisfied with whatever I wanted to do in my life. We are instructed to sow all over of our life, in the morning while we are still young and in the late evening while we are old. Don't rely on your effort when you was young, and don't assume that when you will grow old, then you will be able to sow seeds. المفروض الواحد يهتم بزراعة البر ده كل وقت حياته وهو صغير وهو كبير. ما تقولش وانت صغير لما اكبر ابقى ازرع، وما تقولش وانت كبير انا زرعت وانا صغير وتعبت خلاص دلوقتي استريح. King Solomon is telling us that we should be sowing in the morning and in the evening, do not withhold your hand. The fourth way of how a wise sower would go is that we hear in the book of Psalms as well that those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And Isaiah say the same meaning, blessed are you who sow beside all waters. Those who sow beside waters for sure will have resources for their seeds to grow and multiply. And what is these waters? This is inside the house of the Lord, where I can hear the word of God and learn from it. I might assume that I can keep my family and myself away from the church, and I would be able to make and lead a successful and prosperous life. This is not actually true. I need water to plant, to water my seeds, my children, myself, and my partner. This water, I find it in the house of the Lord only. The fifth way of how we should be seeding is that we should be seeding and sowing in peace. In the book of James, we hear this. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. you cannot expect that in your house, your field, fruits would come and there is no peace. You are not reconciled with yourself or your partner, and every day there is a struggle or there is a fight. How can you expect that this unpeaceful situation or circumstances would bring any fruits? We should be sowing in peace, even in the church. Sometimes when we come to serve, we assume that our service would succeed when I do what I want to do. And then while I'm serving, I have a fight with many people in the church. And I assume that I'm doing this in order that I would make everything to be right. There is no way my service would bring any fruits while I am not sowing in peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Also, this wise sower should be sowing patiently. In the book of Proverbs, we hear this: whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who waits on his master will be honored. A problem of a great number of the people is that they lose patience after a while. They start and they do not continue. After a while, they do not see fruits coming, they lose hope, and they do not work after this. The fig tree takes many, many years to bring fruits. Why then this farmer would put its seeds in the ground and work with it and wait for it? He knows that it will bring fruits one day, and he wants to enjoy the fruit, and it needs from him patience. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. Don't assume that when you will start working with God, sowing the good seeds in your field, that fruits will come immediately. Because if you assume this, you will be desperate and frustrated. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. It needs patience and working day and night waiting for the Lord. And those who wait on their master will be honored. The last point is how we should be sowing is that while you sow and seed, you should realize and know that the fruits will be brought only from the blessings of God. Don't deceive yourself. If you find good fruits coming in your life, on your house, on whoever service you are doing, don't think that these fruits came because of your labor. You worked, yes, but God is the one who gave the blessing. In his epistle to the Corinthians, St. Paul is saying this: I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We are responsible to plant, to water, but the increase will only be from God. So again, today, we have to remember this. We are soils. The Lord seeds his word over us every day, and also we are sowers and farmers. We should be sowing righteousness, and we should be sowing to the flesh, or sowing to the spirit. How we should be doing this? We should remember that we should not sow different kinds of seeds, and we should sow in tears. We should sow early and late in our life. We should sow beside the water in the house of the Lord. We should sow in peace, sow patiently, and while we sow, we know that the blessings and the increase is from God. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.